You're now listening to Pete, Matt and Kimber for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works.
Now, the producers have officially, Jeans and Joggers, have wiped their hands of the next half hour and they've gone, it's over to you guys.
It's a bit rough, isn't it?
I don't know. I like the freedom.
It is freedom, but I also appreciate their good judgment. And we can bring in plenty of ideas that they go, this won't fly, and they don't want to do it. And because it's a couple of days out from Christmas today, I get to do a thing. You get to do one tomorrow, Pete. And I think, Matt, you're doing one Friday.
Maybe, yeah.
Look, in the last couple of weeks, this just came to my mind randomly.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the times that sometimes you get bruises from having fun times with your partner.
I see.
Excuse me? Just what do you mean?
Adult injuries.
Adult injuries. But sort of, you know, sometimes unexpected. Like, you know, maybe on the neck or something, sometimes when you've just been kissing a little too hard and you end up with it.
Sorry. What do you mean this just came to you?
Well,
how does something like this just come to you?
I don't know, Pete. I'm not saying I had one.
Because, look, I must admit, it's a top of 37 today, and I felt it odd that you're wearing a turtleneck sweater.
Now, this is a bit half-assed, right? You wanted to do this break, so do it. Commit.
Okay, but the girls told me there are kids in cars. Okay, look, sometimes you get an accidental hickey.
Okay, thank you.
Sometimes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't expect it as an adult. When you're younger, it can sneak up on you a bit, and you're like, oh, God, how humiliating, and you've got to hide it from your friends and family and school and stuff. But when it happens when you're an adult, it almost feels humiliating, and I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly fine.
No.
But when you're a grown-up and you've got to head off to the office, you know someone.
You don't want to be turning up with a love bite, right, on your neck or whatever.
Someone's going to say something. Mm. You're not going to be able to avoid it, and I just wanted to throw it out there. How did you hide your adult love bite?
Oh, okay.
Right. Well,
because I think it's happened. I think there are times where people might be reflecting right now and go, oh, there was that one day.
When I was a kid, a teenager, I don't know if it was one of those urban myths, but someone had said if you put toothpaste on them,
apparently.
Toothpaste?
I don't know if it bleaches your skin or whatever, but it's been a long time.
Apparently, but it still was like days of investment.
Sure, yes,
isn't
right.
It? It's not taking it away the morning that you need to go to work.
What about that? What was that jelly stuff you were trying to find yesterday? The
Jelly Mac.
What about Jelly Mac?
Four stain remover.
Forget stains off your wall and it'll probably get rid of one of those.
Or a bit of Anusol.
Come on.
A hemorrhoid cream.
What'd you just call me?
Anusol.
But, you know, I just thought, why not? Let's just have a bit of fun. We're all grown-ups.
Yeah.
These things happen accidentally.
Hi, Lorraine.
How are you going?
Good. Lorraine, are you hiding a few love bites?
No, it's actually my 28-year-old daughter. I've told her and her boyfriend that she's not a cow and he needs to stop branding her. So now she hides them.
How does she hide them?
Well, long hair or, underclothes.
Okay, right. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I've tried to sport the sort of look like I'm an air hostess. Suddenly I've gone for a light scarf.
Oh, yes.
You know, tied gently to the side.
Or like a collar pulled up. like a BBC journalist.
Like a little boot scooting night, something like that. Okay.
Have you ever had a chat? So you've had a chat to that. How does the boyfriend go when you're trying to give him a dressing down?
I did literally tell him she's my daughter, not his, and he needs to stop branding her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did he take that?
He kind of goes a bit bashful and they're both very quiet anyway, but she's taken to the point going, okay, Mum, I've got one. Get it over and done with.
I love it. It's so funny. I don't even know why it's something that people that we're ashamed of, but you're just kind of grown up to be told that it's not okay.
Yes, yes.
Hello, Jess Ann.
Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good.
Jess Ann, have you had to hide a love bite?
No, I had to hide a love bite for my husband.
Okay.
What happened?
So we'd had a wonderful night the night before, and I'd left some love bites on his neck. Mm. So I ended up having to use my makeup to try and hide them.
Oh, excellent. Oh. This is when you find out you're not even close to the same skin tone as your partner.
No, he's about four shades lighter than me.
You need a bit of thin Lizzy.
Wow. Did it look convincing, Jess Ann, or did it look kind of stupid?
It kind of looked a little weird, especially, you know, the stubble at the end of the day. It just kind of all, you know.
Poke through.
What's your husband's, what's his name?
Chris.
Chris. Okay. You've got to learn Chris. To blend.
Thank you, Jess. Oh, jeez.
So that was pretty innocent.
That was innocent.
Yeah, it was all right.
Nothing to worry about there.
Jane's joggers, happy?
Yeah, you guys announce, we'll produce.
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Gee, I'm in trouble.
What did we do?
We'll announce, they produce. I think that says it all.
Yeah, okay, cool.
No, that was a good one,
Kimber.
We'll
see how you go tomorrow.
I think you're up tomorrow.
Or we could just play an 8-point game of You Kidding Me.
Yeah, great idea.
You kidding me?
Now that will not do. Just your regular old You Kidding Me stuff will not do. You've got to give this its dues.
Yeah.
It's been 40 weeks between you two. Generally most weeks, neck and neck.
Yeah.
Generally most weeks, not cheating. Until the last three.
Don't interrupt me while I'm doing this. No, I've run out of bit. I've run out of my thing.
Yeah.
I ran out of my thing. I had this great intro, this spiel, just ready to go. And then you just...
The last 3 weeks of cheating has completely changed
It's not
me.
Cheating.
Sorry.
I don't know how he's managed to do it. It's not cheating.
Let's play the game.
It's not cheating.
Maddie gets his 4 points and wins today. So
well, not necessarily.
Yeah, just in case, but usually you get 1 point for winning. But since 1974, You Kidding Me rules changed and they went to a 4-point final game.
Mm.
And since then, it's always been 4 points.
That's
not,
right.
It is not 4 points. It's whatever points you're losing by at the time.
No, it's four.
Yeah, it is.
It just happens to be the...
Okay.
I can understand why you'd think that because this is the first year you've ever played You Kidding Me.
Yeah. This is reminding me of the classic 1983... Gary Shannon v. Anyway, go on.
It's all right. Get it away. That's fine.
Three points ahead, Kimber.
It's all right. It means nothing.
You could end the year on 7 points ahead. We'll see. I've got three different bits of audio here. They are from different years. They're made up of montages of different things like moments in time. They could be songs. They could be TV shows, movies, whatever have you.
Mm.
You take a listen to them and you tell me the year you think they are from. Close to the pin, best of three wins. For the final Year Kidding Me of the year, here we go.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. That's the
truth. Also known as the 35 New Guys. Included the first 6 female astronauts.
We'll catch you on the rebound, your magnitude. Until next week, Nanu! Nanu!
Picked a nice current one there, didn't we?
Mork and Mindy.
I wasn't alive when any of these things happened, but it's all right.
You're the biggest poo-poo.
I know, but I remember Hot Shots. There was a great program called the Kenny Everett Video Show.
Yeah.
Kenny Everett was a real, like, rebellious, famous English DJ, part of that pirate radio scene.
Mm.
And he had his own show. And Hot Chocolate were a big band on that.
That's No Lie?
That's No Lie, yeah. What do you think, Kimber?
I'm not locking in anything until you do.
Oh, I like this. Kimber's playing strategically.
Well, I'm not.
No, I'm playing the Matt Dutinsky game.
No, hang on. You say you don't care? Now I'm hearing strategy.
Come on,
so,
yeah,
all right.
No, I'm not. I'm choosing my...
All right, I'm locking in 78.
I'll go 79.
It was 1978. Kimber.
Sucked in. I mean, nothing.
Kimber.
Wow.
Oh, God. I love it. All right, ready? Here's the second one. Here we go.
Mr. and Mrs. Brad Pitt snapped just after they tied the knot.
My happiness, so let's keep him back.
The
Grinch!
2001.
Oof. Why? Because you dived right in there.
I tell you why. It's... Because I know from that period we used to do Mango and Edible Pets, best Australian band ever that never got anywhere. We used to have a residency in South Melbourne and we used to play that Powderfinger song.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
So 2002, 2001. No. I'll go 2002 actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
I'll go 2000 because I think it was earlier than that. I think Powderfinger, My Happiness, I'm like, that was the second version of the other song that sounded the same.
Mm-hmm.
second version of the other song that sounded
well. They did that other. They did These Days, which was a massive hit, and then a couple of years later, they were like, you know what? We could change the lyrics to My Happiness, and no one will notice.
I think,
and it'll win us the Hottest 100 that year. And I reckon that it was before 2000.
I think both those songs were on the same album.
Ooh. My Happiness and These Days.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway,
still 2000.
I love this. I love this. The working out, you guys, is great. Mm. It's really building the tension in here. So you've gone 2000. Maddie, you've gone 2002.
I'll go 2001.
2001. Oh, it's all right. It's diving into 2001. Look at the look on Kimber's face at you right now. Oh, my God. I'm going to play it again just so we can all remember, and then we will reset on the years that you guys have chosen. Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Brad Pitt snapped just after they tied the knot.
The Grinch!
So that's right. So after Kimber had been disparaging towards one of Australia's best bands, you came out with 2000, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just picked the number that was one less than you, but then you changed your answer again.
Well, it was two less, and I wanted to avoid a tiebreaker, so I went 2001.
Yeah.
What do you mean you wanted to avoid
a
tiebreaker?
Well, I said 2002.
He started at 2001. So he went up to 2002. He changed it again.
Yeah. So it is a strategy. It's not just...
It's a great strategy. It's a great strategy.
Yeah.
It's the only strategy that got him through the last few weeks.
Oh, well, you've done it right. Jeez. My goodness. Could be, Maddie, that we go to a third montage.
Oh, God, whatever it is. Just make it end.
You're really dragging it out, aren't I?
You are.
Really.
Typical of someone who started doing Christmas in November 1.
Oh, my God.
It was 2000, Kimber.
It was 2000!
Oh, nice.
That was 2000.
Nice.
Well
done. Thanks, guys.
Oh, congratulations, Kimber. You have won. You're kidding me for 2021.
Yay.
7 points ahead on the leaderboard. My goodness, wow. Incredible.
Oh,
do we have, like, confetti cannons or anything? Have we got some of that stuff? Or are we just saving for Alpha Bucks winners?
Yeah
it's actually our contracts that have been shredded.
Right.
What's wrong, up, buddy? Come on, talk to Uncle Matty. Talk to Moo Moo.
Well, Moo Moo, I think my time as part of the Housewives of Southern River has come to an end.
It had to end one day.
It did, yeah, but I didn't think it would be this soon,
okay,
to be honest with you.
You were invited into the group. They added you to their WhatsApp chat. And
before my wife.
Be part of the gang.
Yeah, before my wife. I got added first, and then my wife got added.
Have you blown it?
I don't know if I've blown it. I feel like they've blown it.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
What do you mean, oh, here we go?
No, really. Because I guess they could call and dispute your claim. But
well, they're welcome to. Ladies, whenever you're ready.
Oh, hello. Wow. How quickly they turn.
Yeah.
Bring Dr. Phil in.
But this is about the fact that you guys know that I got a little bit excited about Christmas this year.
Sure.
And I said that I was going to do the whole house lights roof thing.
Yes.
Christmas is here.
Beautiful.
Christmas for everybody.
Christmas isn't here, is it?
It is so here.
How would I know that Christmas is here, Pete?
Well, I mean, if you were driving past my house of an evening and looked at my, a quarter of my roof. Now, I've come a long way since then. I did like a tiny little bit of the front part of my roof, okay, because I just wanted to test things out. I just wanted to see how things were going, test things out, make sure that the lights were working okay. Now, the lights are working okay. And even a little while ago when I said to you guys that I was reversing out the back on my way into work one morning and I noticed that one of the strings on that particular heap of lights that I'd put up, that first little bit, that tiny little corner of the roof was out, they've come back to life. It's a Christmas miracle.
Wow. It is a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. Anyway, over the weekend, I was back up on the roof again, and I placed more lights, okay? Great. Now, I had 8 boxes, so like 40 meters a box, and I only got halfway. Now, the only reason why I only got halfway is because I ran out of lights, all right? That's the only reason why. And yet, yesterday in the evening,
And then this morning, I woke up to the fact that the ladies are having a bit of a chat about how I'm not quite keeping up with the rest of the neighbourhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can I just ask, 8 boxes of 40 metres and
yeah.
you've run out?
Yeah, there's a lot of roof up
wow,
there.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Once you start laying cable, mate, there's a lot going
Tell
on.
Tell me
there.
About it.
Oh, all right.
Give me a few minutes.
But anyway, they decided in the group chat last night to post a couple of pictures of some of the other houses
okay.
that are in our neighbourhood okay. that are doing great things. And then they decided to have a bit of a chat back and forward. And, you know, here's Carissa was like, oh, mine are up. Oh, good on you, Carissa. Good for you, mate. And then Helen was in a bubble bath because her and her husband had already put their Christmas lights up. So then yeah, they posted a picture of their
Helen,
house. And
come on. Comparison is the thief of joy.
That's
we
nice.
Know that.
And good on them. And then, you know, somebody actually chimed in and said, your hubby talks a big game, referring to me.
Well,
oh, really?
I mean, you did.
You did.
And
you
then
did.
Somebody
you were
else.
Like, I'm
well,
going
to no,
have the Christmas
lights. We're not
of
done
all.
Yet. We're not done yet. It's not Christmas. And then somebody else has like posted a picture of one of the other houses in our neighborhood, completely lit up and it looks amazing, and has tagged me and gone, this your house, Pete?
You see, we don't need the ashes. We've got this to watch, this competition.
They have absolutely no idea what sort of person I'm like. We've only known each other for a good year since our kids have been going to school. Yeah. They have no idea. When they start throwing down challenges like this,
yeah.
I go feral.
They
I go
no
feral.
Idea that when they throw challenges like this, the next time you see them, you're going to give them a big old smile and a bear hug.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
no,
are.
No, I'm not. I'm going. Oh, no, please. I'm going to bankrupt our family.
Do it. Do
doing
it.
Christmas
Do it.
Lights
It'll
this
be
year.
Worth it.
It will be
I
worth it.
I promise you.
It will be worth it. We'll be living out on the street. But I'll be able to say to my kids, hey,
look at that.
Look at that. That's the beautiful lights on the house we used to own. Kids, Merry Christmas.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
When I lived in England, you know, the dream of anyone who was, you know, in comedy or acting or whatever was to end up on a famous BBC radio program called Desert Island Discs.
Oh.
Where basically the premise was that you're on a desert island, we will allow you... I think it was a dictionary, the Bible, and the greatest works of the complete works of Shakespeare. Yeah, very BBC. But you were to choose the 5 songs that you would take onto the island. You know, that's all you get to listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, right.
Now, of course, everyone picked things that they thought would make them sound smart. You know, I definitely have Shostakovich's Cello Concerto in E minor. I always listen to that, right? And fair enough, I get it. But no one ever put any of their guilty pleasures on. You know, for example, songs like this for me.
Oh, make me over.
Right. Old song. Celebrity skin or even worse.
Hang on. Hang on a second. How does Celebrity Skin make it into a section of guilty pleasures? That's cool. That song is rock and
it's
roll.
I agree. But it's if you were given, if you're on Desert Island Discs, you know, people want to be seen to be clever or something. And, you know, you might not put that in your top 5.
I mean, the second song for sure.
Totally.
What is that doing in there?
But you know, reality TV, it's a great song.
I could just see you on your island just doing a little shimmy work with your hips.
Well, my wife and I danced to that song at our wedding, you know. But reality TV is a little bit like that for me. Like, you know, I watch more reality TV than I thought I ever would. Now, some of it's got to do with this job, but part of it's just a sort of a guilty pleasure. It's easy to watch and that sort of thing. And we were watching Snack Masters last night.
Right.
Because Steppy D, my stepdaughter, said, I want to watch that. And we're watching it and it's all great. But, gee, they go on for a long time. And you know, like I've got a 10-year-old. I've got to get them to bed. They want to watch this because they're interested in cooking and whatnot. And it's like 9 o'clock. It's like it ain't Shakespeare, mate. You know, it's like it's a drumstick. This is how did it turn out? That's
and it doesn't
it.
Matter what show it is. They all have that dramatic pause and the long. Let's see how this goes.
And I think that's why. I mean, there has been a drop in the ratings of recent times across The Bachelors and probably again across them all. And they're probably thinking, oh, we need to cast more interesting people or crazy people. And I'm sure that helps. You know, Sophie Monk was a great example in The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly believe that they are they're taking the piss out of the audience a little bit too much. We're not surprised.
Yeah,
you know, when you hear them going, you won't believe what happens next. Unless you're going to tell me that Manu is actually a bloke from Balga called Colin.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be surprised.
You're not shocked.
I'm going to believe it.
Yeah.
So get on with it.
No, I'm out. That's a great song. We would like to hear from you this morning about when it got away from you, because some extraordinary footage has appeared. And this, take a listen to this, courtesy of Nine News.
It's fast, furious, and nearly fatal. The 300 horsepower vessel powering past bewildered boaties at Mindari Marina.
Suddenly this boat comes flying across at unbelievable speed, basically launches itself off the top of my trailer. I had to run out of the way, literally, otherwise this boat was going to hit me.
Now that bloke,
I
was watching the video.
Mm.
As that boat is coming through, flying into the marina, and it clips two boats, runs in between them, goes over the top of one, and then lands in the back of his ute.
Yes.
You can see him, his head and his hat, at the back of the ute, mere 2 to 3 seconds before that boat is where he just was.
And people would have seen this footage, I'm sure, on the news. A boat trying to come into the boat ramp at Mindari Marina.
Yeah.
Something's gone wrong. Either
they
accelerator's got
hit
stuck.
The accelerator. Yeah.
And it's flown in.
Well, I reckon what he was trying to do is, I don't know how he's managed to do it, because if you've ever driven a boat, the throttle is like push it forward, push it, but you got pretty good control of it. But he's obviously just had a slip. But he's clearly okay, because then afterwards, when the boat stopped and it's up on the ramp, you just see him just run to the back of the boat. He thought he'd killed someone.
It's very far. It's sort of quite similar to a scene from Speed.
Yeah.
Like where they're jumping the bridge, but this time boat. It can happen.
But it does. Look, I mean, we see it with car accidents. I mean, they say that some people, when they panic, will go for the accelerator and not the brake.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we were younger, and certainly no one had their license, Mum was away and we were in the backyard with the car, because it had been quite wet, and then the car seemed to want to do donuts in the backyard.
Oh.
Crazy. It
took out the neighbour's fence.
Cars are crazy like that.
That wasn't good, kids.
Got away from
school,
you.
Stay in school.
Just.
When did it get away from you? We've already got people calling up. Take one. Let's say hello to someone. Hey, Jason.
Hey.
When did it get away from you, mate?
So, recently I picked up a kid car. I'm not control kid cars that my son can sit in.
Oh, yeah.
And I can control, and he can control if I disengage the remote.
Okay.
I was playing at the park. I had my daughter playing the sand pit, and then I was sort of having control, and him controlling, and I was controlling as well. But he didn't get out of the park. And he got further than I thought, then the remote disengaged. Then he had full rein of the car, and then decided to race out of the park and then down the street to the other park where he wanted to play more.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to pick up my daughter and then race after him, and it took me a couple minutes to catch up with him. Because I think it could do a good 25 kilometers per hour.
Oh, wow. Jeez,
Jason. Wow.
That's
a ripper. All right. Hey, Joe.
So, yes, my mum had my brother and myself 16 months apart, and we were having our immunisations, as you do, and we're carrying on like little idiots in the back, and mum's called into the chemist, I think, to get some Panadol, and she's hit the accelerator instead of the brake. So she's gone straight through the chemist.
Wow.
This is an Esperance, and 1968.
Wow.
And the headline for the newspaper that week was, Esperance has its first driving chemist.
Oh, magic.
I turned it into a bit.
Was it exciting for you, though, Joe, or was it terrifying?
No, I was a baby.
You were too little.
Do you know what aisle she landed in?
Sorry?
Never mind. Right, there you go. Far out. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, if there was anywhere you'd want to be hurt, it'd be a chemist, right?
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh, I'm all right. I'll have a Panadol. Yeah.
Annie in Wanneroo, when did it get away from you?
Good morning. I decided to give my son a driving lesson on the groin in Dampier. He was only 14, and we had a manual four-wheel drive, and I told him he wouldn't be able to drive it, and he turned it over, and it just jumped forward.
Yeah.
And I went, see? And he said, can I have another go? So I said, yeah. And he turned it on and it just took off. And because I parked it with the wheels turned, it just went straight off the edge of the groin. I saw the boats down the bottom and thought, oh, my God, we're going in the ocean. Mm. I had his mate in the back seat because they'd been fishing together. Mm. and there was a big rock at the bottom, and the four-wheel drive landed on it, bottomed out with the wheels hanging over the water, and we had to get a crane to come and pick it up.
Wow!
That's amazing!
I know, they don't let me live it down. My son's 32 now, and we still talk about it.
Well, they do say, don't they, Annie, if you're going to give your kids driving lessons, take them to a really dangerous small place overlooking water.
Oh, it was really good. Like, the week before, my daughter, who's older, had said to me, can I drive home from here since COVID? And I'd said to her, oh, not on a dirt road, and you haven't got your learner's permit yet.
Oh, man.
Good one, Annie. Now, when I was a kid, it seemed like there was... Now, it's going to be 37 degrees today, right? And I remember when I was at primary school particularly, there seemed to be this mythical temperature, and my memory tells me it was 42. That if it got to 42, we got to go home.
The following schools are closed today. Shelbyville, Ogdenville, Ogdenville Tech, and Springfield Elementary. My dear Watson Detective School.
No, everyone's off but us.
Oh, stop. Your father and I don't get the day off.
Lenny says we've got the day off.
Now, it never got somehow. It felt like when I was a kid, every day was 42 degrees, but it never got to whatever that temperature was that we got to go home.
Oh, we had that mystical day. Ours was 40 degrees at Cloverdale Primary because we had demountables with no aircon.
Right.
This was before Cloverdale Primary was knocked down and made new and better.
But did it ever happen?
Yes.
Oh.
But what happened is I think it was like two times maybe in my primary school life. So I guess maybe that we've got more global warming. I don't think we hit as many 40 degree days.
And was that back in the day when they just went, go home?
Yeah.
And like no one was there to pick up the kids. You just sort of start going
home. We didn't have parents to go home to. Everyone was working full time. Yeah, we just walked home on our own.
Well, we know today's going to be hot. And look, I'm sure there are jobs that are fantastic to be outdoors, you know, in the building trade. And when it's like 24, 25 degrees, you're going, this is not a bad gig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside, beautiful weather. But as it gets hotter, there's going to be certain jobs that suck, right?
Yeah.
Maybe being stuck in a confined space, like elevator technician or something like that.
My friend used to be an electrician, and he continued his studies to become an electrical engineer just so he didn't have to climb in people's rooftops.
Oh, don't
That's
blame him.
What I'm
because
talking about.
He's like, being in people's rooftops is the worst gig you can have on a hot day.
Yes.
I'm thinking about my uncle today.
Okay.
Uncle Tony will be up on roofs installing air conditioners.
Will he?
So not
How's
only
the irony of that.
Right, exactly. That's the thing. Not only is he up on the roof, but he's installing the cool stuff. Like it's my brother's a plumber. Oh.
Yeah. Is your job going to suck more than Uncle Tony's today? Just have a little vent before it gets too hot.
We've got Anonymous.
Ooh.
Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Is your job suck, Anonymous?
I'm a utility worker.
Okay.
And we work in high vis, long sleeves, long pants, steel cap boots, gloves and hard hats.
Oh,
now,
okay. So you're just sweating within your own gear, really?
Yeah, we're just about to head out to work right now. And I can assure you, just the idea of how hot it's going to be today and this week, it's not the best.
Now, Anonymous, is there a temperature where you get to down tools?
No. Okay. Is there a temperature that Perth doesn't want electricity or water?
You see, yes, we need you. Thank you for your service, Anonymous.
I would have loved that in an interview as well, like where you go, oh, just checking before I accept this job, is there any days where we, no. Definitely not.
I think it would be a serious stern-faced, that's what you're signing up for.
You're talking about a time when we had unions where we looked after workers. Go back out there. Pete,
Matt and Kimber. That was your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Vinny's Christmas Appeal, where good works. Mix 94.5.